Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So what's the difference between, so there's, I'm assuming the really slimline ones, they are tiny, slim. Yeah. A couple of the ones that I've seen, and I've been looking around the last sort of week or two. So the difference between the slimline, the really slimline ones, and there's like your normal big thick ones, big batteries, like a box.
Yes.
Then there's a bit slimmer, and then there's like tiny slim.
Oh, like the real slim ones. Yeah.
I'm talking really low profile sort of style stuff.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the three of them? Is there anything different, or are you going to pay a little bit more for the less matter?
It'd just be price, really.
Okay.
I mean, at the end of the day, they've all got the same little cells in them. They're just allocated in a different way.
Laid out differently.
Yeah, just laid out differently. There's
no performance difference.
No, not really. I mean, if anything, it'll probably cool down easier because it's got a bigger surface area.
Okay, yeah.
But, I mean, it's just more the price, really.
Right.
But then it's also to suit the application. So if you're going to spend an extra 100 or 200 bucks, but it fits much better for your setup.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you're better off doing that because otherwise that cost is going to find you somewhere else because now you've got to change something else to make the battery fit in the back again, you know. So that could cost more labor to get the wire to the back or more wires, whatever. So you're often better off if that's the ideal thing for you to do behind your seat to make it fit better, that's the one you should go for.
Right. Yep.
It's just a logic way of looking at it because I know like everything costs money in the end, right? But that little bit extra is sometimes worth doing and then maybe cut down somewhere else.
Yep.
Because behind your seat, you don't have a lot of room. You want something that's going to work nice and be laid out quite nice as well.
Yeah, okay. So how do I manage the layout then? Because obviously you're going to spend a bit for a new decent battery. And if you are needing a battery charger, you're going to spend some money there. The wiring, all of this. Is it worth me having a crack at it myself? Like, is it easy enough to do?
It's definitely worth having a crack yourself, but you do have to have some kind of knowledge of what you're doing, or at least watch some Ronnie Dale videos on some wiring, maybe. there's plenty of information out there.
Plug.
Yeah, it's a bit of a plug there. I've done quite a few electrical videos.
Yep.
Now, it all comes down to making it as neat as possible.
Yeah.
And that's probably something that I haven't really done until now.
Okay.
So, and it's easy to make stuff look messy. Like wiring never looks good. So if you can have a panel you can hide the wiring behind, that's ideal.
Yep.
But don't treat that as like a under the rug kind of thing. No one's going to see this shit. Let's just do whatever. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just make it as neat as you can, even if it's being hidden, because even if you try and make it as neat as you can behind something, it's still not going to be that neat in the end.
Yeah. I like the fact of having you crack at it because, like we just had a look at before, because I haven't installed it myself,
I
actually don't know what's running where.
And
I can track it to a certain point.
Yeah.
And then without as much knowledge as I need, I can't figure out the rest of it. So I've got like there's missing. It's like a dream you can't remember. It's like I've picked up pieces, but there's a big chunk in the middle I can't remember. Yeah, and I don't know where. So I don't know what's going on in there. I might actually, if you've got time before you, I'll just take you out there. But
You're trying to piece together the mystery in between the two terminations of the wire.
Yeah,
and the worst part about wiring is you get something done to your car, then you get something else done to your car. And then you get something else and something else and something else.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, six people have had a go at your car.
Yeah.
And the next person might be needed in the first person, but it's like, oh, well, this guy's done a shit job, so I'm just going to tap into this or follow this.
Yep.
And then the next guy does that. You know, it ends up in a bit of a mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Reminds me, I've actually got a really good auto spark who didn't do the original job, but he's cleaned things up for me since without making the big moves that I will make now. So I might need to touch base with him again. What do you recommend for me? So in terms of my camp setup, obviously I've gone to the no canopy at this stage. That might change. If it doesn't work for me, I can easily just bolt that back on.
Yeah.
But so it's going to be open now, obviously, the whole thing. So it's going to be exposed to the weather. The battery and the charger itself are going to be obviously undercover in the back of the cab. What do I need to run a fridge, some lights, a couple of SIG sockets, whatever, like a really basic setup? Like how big a battery is enough?
I reckon for your needs, 100 amp hours is more than enough.
Yep.
So give you an example, my Troopy has quite a bit of running off that battery. It's just a 100 amp hour.
Oh, right. Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And only because I have two fridges. Yeah, one's just a tiny fridge, one's a big fridge. Doesn't matter how big the fridges are, the compressor is still running.
Yep.
And you've got two of them. At that point in time, you would need a bigger battery. And I wish I had a bigger battery. But only running one fridge, it can just sit in the sun.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
Yep.
So in your case, I would say 100 amp hours is enough. But instead of running all these individual wires to the back, run two wires to the back on an Anderson plug, because all you really need in the back is enough for a fridge, camp lights. What else are you going to run out of there? Not much.
Not much. Nah. Yeah. I don't have a lot of other needs.
Okay. Well, let's say you can go up to 80 amps to the back and then you put this Anderson plug to one of the sides of your tub and you fix it there. Fuse it at the battery end. Now, you've got a nice, easy setup to work off, because all you need now, you can make your own board and put all your little fuses and stuff on it and then mount that into your tub.
Yep.
Because all you got to do is plug it into that Anderson plug. So you can change it whenever you want. You don't have to mess around with the other section.
Right. Gotcha.
So get the main section nice and neat, then run that one single wire to the back, and then that can power everything. Because if it's got 80 amps of power, perfect. Even 50 amps will be enough for you.
Yep.
And then you can plug it into your own little switchboard at the back, and that's where you can get all the individual wires coming out of, and you could run your fridge off it, you could run camp lights, you can even have extra ports for other things.
Yeah.
Yep. Run a fan if you're sleeping in the back. Even if you put a canopy on later, you can run stuff through that Anderson plug as well. One thing you probably can't do is if you want to run coffee machines and stuff, but then you're going to need a big inverter.
Okay. Yeah, that's my next question. I don't understand. So I know a little bit about 12 volt.
Yeah.
What that intake, but when you go to inverters, I know that's still part of a 12 volt system, but I don't know, what does an inverter do?
So an inverter just converts the power from 12 volt to 240 volt.
Right.
And it can also do the other way around. So say if you buy a camera online and you get a charger with it, that converts from 240 down to 12, or whatever it is your camera takes. Inverter just does a reverse situation. But the more you want out of it, the bigger the inverter is going to be, and the more wiring it demands and the more power it demands.
Okay.
And most people are sold on the fact they need a 1500 watt or 2000 watt or 3000 watt inverter. And a lot of the time they're just running a freaking coffee machine.
Yeah, okay.
You don't need that. All I run, take it for someone who heads out and films and charges multiple cameras, runs two laptops and stuff off a 350 watt inverter. That's all most people need. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. This is putting me at ease a little bit.
Yeah, you don't need all that stuff. I mean, 2000 watt inverter, you're almost paying a dollar per watt.
Right.
Yeah.
So say I put in my 100 amp battery I've installed all that. I've got you know, outputs for the fridge and the lights and a couple extras in case I need them. And then I want to add an inverter at a later date.
Yes.
Is that easy enough to do?